In today's gospel reading that you just heard, Jesus prays to God. It is the longest recorded prayer of Jesus in the Bible. It's called a high priestly prayer. It's not a prayer of agony like the one from in Gethsemane. It's a prayer of accomplishment. It is the night of the Last Supper. Jesus has shared a meal with his disciples, washed their feet, given them a command as he loves, and he told them that he was leaving. And now he prays. In today's gospel, we overhear a portion of that prayer. And he prays for us. He asks God that we will become one, as he and the Father are one. Jesus is praying for us, for our oneness. Surely he knew that there would be divisions, divisions within ourselves, divisions in our families, our churches, our nation. We live in a world full of divisions, male or female, rich or poor, gay or straight, Hispanic or Anglo, Christian or Muslim, and on and on. The boundaries that we encounter and all too often establish, we tend to promote. They are not just divisions. They've become oppositions, obstructions, antagonisms. These divisions exist out there in the world because this primarily began in the human heart. And we project our fragmented lives out onto the world. For every boundary that we establish, there is a human being. Ultimately, boundaries and differences, they're not about issues. They're about real people with names and lives and joys and sorrows and concerns, just like us. I think sometimes we forget that, or maybe just ignore it. It's easier, you know, to deal with an issue than it is to deal with a real person. Furthermore, whether we want to admit it or not, the boundaries that we establish, the boundaries that we enforce, are usually done in such a way to favor us, to make us feel good, to reassure us that we are right and in control, that we are chosen, desired, seen, and recognized. In other words, in order for me to win, someone must lose. In order for me to be included, someone must be excluded. Otherwise, winning and being included means nothing. The divisions in our lives, in some way, become self-perpetuating. Because we write agreements, we write covenants and treaties and legislation that govern how we will get along with each other in order to behave in the midst of those differences. But that wasn't Jesus' prayer. Jesus did not pray for our tolerance, our getting along, or just being nice to each other. He does not even pray that our differences would be eliminated. Instead, he prays for our oneness. He prays that we would be one, like the Father and he are one, so that our oneness would be seen as the revelation of God's presence in the world. Oneness in the midst of all the differences becomes a presence of God's life in the world. That does not mean, however, that we lose our identity or individuality. Oneness is not about eliminating differences. It's about love. Love is the only thing that can ever overcome division. Over and over, Jesus tells us that. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. Love your enemy. Our love for God and neighbor and self and enemy reveals our oneness and the measure of our oneness, our God-likeness in love. In love, there may be differences, but there is no division. I'm telling you, it's not easy. For far too long, we have dealt with each other through our boundaries and differences and divisions. And you can see where that has gotten us. You need only to look at the world and read the newspapers and watch the news. Because when we deal with others through our divisions, we will label, we will do violence, we hunker down to defend our position. There's no oneness in that. Though Jesus is praying to the Father, praying to God, you and I will, in large part, be the ones who answer Jesus' prayer. We answer his prayer every time we choose how we love, who we love, where we love. It is time to answer Jesus' prayer and deal with one another in love. Amen.